This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Negotiators are close to saving the Iran nuclear deal, but sticking points remain, diplomats said Sunday, at the end of the latest round of talks. World powers have been meeting since early April to try to bring the U.S. back to the 2015 landmark agreement and Iran back into compliance with it. Sunday's meeting came a day after ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi was declared the winner of the Islamic Republic's presidential election, replacing moderate Hassan Rouhani. The chair of the talks did not say when talks would resume, noting the main problem continued to be finding a solution, quote, in this delicate balance, end quote, between lifting U.S. sanctions on Iran and reversing Tehran's stepped-up nuclear activities. The 2015 accord, promising Tehran sanctions relief in return for curbing its nuclear program, was thrown into disarray in 2018 when then-U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation, this Friday, the White House said Sunday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend Moscow's conference on international security, scheduled to be held Tuesday through Thursday. This is VOA News.